I titled my message, Shake It Off. Now, I'm not a Swiftie. How many people here are Swifties? You know what the Swifties are? Oh, my goodness. Well, good. You don't know many much more than me. Are you a Swiftie? No? Oh, cool. Well, what little bit I know about Taylor Swift is what I read and what I see in videos and different things. And Judy keeps saying, well, she's a good performer, good entertainer, but I have no clue what she says when she's singing. And I'm a little bit that way. When Tina sends me a praise song, she always sends me the closed caption because I have a hard time picking up some. I don't have a trouble with Trevor's. Travis is singing because I understand everything he says. But I need the closed caption in order to know what the words of the song is. So Taylor Swift went to England back in, well, June the 21st, really, this year. And she went to England to have one of her concerts. And then before the weekend was why the royal family came to her concert. Or she went to the royal family, I guess. Maybe that's the way it worked. And the royal family showed a video of Taylor Swift in concert. And those guys in London, Betty and them going over there, that they stand guard. They don't move. They just stand there very stoic. And the video showed them when she was singing the song Shake It Off. The band formed a semicircle in front of Buckingham Palace, and during the change of the guard, the youthful, fun-loving spirit that was going on, the guard started dancing, which was very unusual, and Prince William was celebrating his 42nd birthday with his children, Prince George and Princess Charlotte, and they started dancing joyfully at the concert with the rest of the Swifties. Well, there was a little video clip about that, and it's kind of cute. It makes you smile. Now, we, the public, now even though we broke away from England, we just celebrated that, and then they came and tried to get us again during the War of 1812, and we took care of that too. But we still have a fascination with the monarchy or people that live in England. So I think most of us know and follow some of the things going on, like they just elected a new prime minister. A little different than what we do. We elect a new president, and they don't take office until January the 20th. In England, when they elect a new prime minister, the old guy is booted out of 10 Downing Street, and the new one moved right in the same day, as soon as the election's over. Anyhow, I think most of us follow a lot of the stuff that's been going on about the monarchy in England. Princess Catherine and King Charles both have been struggling with cancer. Yet that evening in June when Taylor Swift was there, they started dancing also, along with their children for a little while, because they were shaking off the worry and the experience of they were experiencing joy in that moment. No rumors, no gossip, no worries, no stress, just a joy-filled evening and a dream come true for that young family, and of course getting a photo with Taylor Swift. Now the song that she sang is called Shake It Off, and it was written in 2014, and she told the media why she wrote that song. She said it was in her response to the haters, the rumors, and the gossip circulating about her at the time, and the assumption made by others about her life. So refusing to become a victim, she said, I just sloughed it off with all the vitriol and I replaced it with joy, creating an irresistible driving pop hit song that's now been viewed 3 billion, that's what it be, times online. The song went viral. So enticing, you can't help but dance to it. I haven't really listened to it, but I like to dance, so maybe I'll listen to it when I get home and Judy and I can dance. But Taylor Swift is quite an she's quite an entertainer. You have to give her a lot of credit. Whether you like her or not, I don't know. I don't have an opinion one way or the other. But I do know that, Kelsey? What's his first name? Was it Travis? Travis Kelsey. Trevor, yeah. And they've developed a relationship. In fact, he was in England with her during this concert. And so it's good. She's an icon for a lot of the young people in our society today. And she does portray a spirit of resilience and energy and just thrives within a culture often fraught with finger pointing, insults and gossip and all that kind of stuff. When you're in the public eye like that, especially as an entertainer, a lot of times the people just, I don't know if it's jealousy or what it is, but it happens. So when life feels hard, I said all that about this song, Shake It Off, because when life feels hard, just shake it off. Do you know we have a little Boston Terrier, and he came in, he don't like to rain. So it started raining, and Judy went to the door and left him in. You know what he did when he got inside the door? He shook off all that water and rain that was on him. Animals have a way of just shaking things off that that bother them. So why do we make it so hard in life? Why do we let life get us down when we got the Lord of the dance in our corner teaching us how to dance through life? There's a very cute little song in our hymnals, number 261, and I just want to read one verse and then the chorus. It says, I danced in the morning when the world begun. I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun. And I danced, came down from heaven, and I danced on the earth. At Bethlehem, I had my birth. Dance wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. And I'll lead you all wherever you may be. And I'll lead you all in the dance of the Lord, said he. It's really a cool song. And it's got a cute tune to it. Sometime Travis is going to work on it. And sometime we'll sing it. So shake it off. And we need to do that because life's challenging. Life's complicated. Life is challenging. And that's what Jesus said. He is the Lord of the dance. Jesus knows that the joy and the ability to shake off worry and stress are vital to our ability to stay energized in God's mission through the world, because we're all called by God to be a part of his mission of sharing the good news. People can be hard. And when situations get hairy and entangled, the residue of a tendency seems to stick to our spirits like gum on a shoe. But what is a good image? The image that the writer of Hebrews, who early scholars believe that it was the Apostle Paul. We don't really know who wrote the book of Hebrews, but Paul was a Hebrew, so, and a lot of the writing in there kind of reflects a little bit. You know, when you get a letter from somebody, whether they wrote it or not, if you know that person, because you can tell the style and the way they wrote the letter. And he said in Hebrews 12:1, let us unload ourselves of every weight and entangling sin. Did you know sin clings to us? So that we can run with endurance the race set before us. And then over the book of Isaiah, there was a similar message in Isaiah 52, 2 and 3. Isaiah said, shake off your dust, rise up, free yourself from the chains on your neck, for without money you will be redeemed. So what he's saying is we were redeemed, and it was Jesus paid the price. And it wasn't money that freed us. It was the blood of Christ. So how do you deal with setbacks and failures in life? How do you cope and knock down things? And how do you handle hardships? How do you stay calm when the pressure is on? And how do you deal with rivalry and even envy? And how do you stay on track when you or your mission feels threatened? And what motivates you to keep on running when you feel like you're stumbling? And when I say you, I'm talking about me. And when I'm talking about me and you, I'm talking about we, because we all experience this stuff. So you've got to shake off the dust and keep on dancing in life. Now, dust is a great metaphor in Scripture. One of the most common pervasive metaphors that we find in the Scriptures from the beginning of Genesis, we learn that we are dust. But that's not all. that we are. We are so much more than this. We have been formed by God from dust and water, molded into a human form, and then in breathed life of the Holy Spirit. God has given us life and breath, meaning and identity as children of God. So in God, we become more than dust, more than just simple junk, more than just a chunk of the earth. With God breathing in our lungs, we become more than flesh and bones, more than our mistakes, more than our sins, more than a trip from here to the grave. Life, whether in this world or next, is a beautiful and a valuable thing. And we're to cherish it. We're to celebrate it and to praise God for it. And above all, dance through it with joy and thanksgiving. You know, we talked about things of this past week with July the 4th and Independence and so forth. And we need to develop an attitude of gratitude because of things that this country has to offer, people, friends, churches. We have something to be very grateful for, this thing called life. So even when times get tough, Jesus tells us, when things feel tough, all you have to do is shake off the dust. And we can free ourselves to learn how to dance again. Jesus knows how important this advice is to shake off the dust. And it would be for his disciples then and modern day disciples, you and me. Jesus knows that his mission is God's mission. And it's not going to be easy for disciples. Their lives are not going to be easy because discipleship is not an easy job, whether you are one of the original 12 or modern day disciples. It's tough. Persecution, rejection, self-doubt, frustration, disillusionment, and even death creeps in. And we're trying to spread the gospel of joy, hope, and peace, and the gift of eternal life. We run into all kinds of challenges. But Jesus has a solution. He's given us a prescription, if you would, for dealing with stress and the tendency to feel like that we've failed, and a cure-all solution for the sin and self-doubt and anger and rejection. Jesus knows what we face, for he understands the debris that can come and stick to our souls when we start disbelieving in ourselves and others, and above all, in God and God's mission. So it's easy to get discouraged when people thwart us and attempts for us to be kind to one another, and it comes back in our face. It's easy to become disillusioned when we seem to keep on trying and failing every time. It's easy to get down on ourselves when we feel we must be doing something wrong or that people just don't like us. And it's easy to become frustrated and want to give up when we feel our attempts at mission or relationships are just plain useless. But I love the buts in Scripture. Jesus' message is clear. Let that debris that's cluttering your life go. It's an easy saying, but it's so true. Let go of it and let God. Go out, my people, in love, God says. Love them, heal them, share with them the good news of the gospel. Be kind and be humble, be in service, and make it simple. That's why we do children's messages in church. Sometimes we, as adults, we complicate the gospel message. It needs to be in childlike form. Jesus said, come unto me, all the little children. And if you notice, when some of our parents and aunts and uncles and people that we know start suffering dementia, and they get old and they go back to their childlike state. Now this is not an interpretation of the scriptures, but a little Ralphie illustration, so to speak. I think God has a way of letting us know that we have eternal life. But when Jesus said, come unto me, all the little children, for you will enter the kingdom of God, I think when we get old and we got all this clutter and stuff that we carry, and he lets us become childlike again to enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's amazing. It really is. And I think God's let us know about eternal life because nobody knows you but you and God. I know Mark. No, I don't know Mark. Only God and Mark knows Mark. So it's a wonderful thing, this thing called life. But we don't want to get down on ourselves, because sometimes we haven't seen the end result of what's taken place. So don't chastise yourself for every mistake. Don't sweat it if you aren't the biggest and the best and the greatest and the coolest, for that is not your mission. And even Jesus could reach them all. Just go out and be you. And if you encounter the haters and the doubters, just shake the dust off your feet and go on dancing your way. Often we have too many expectations of ourselves, and we believe that we should be the fruit or even the return for our time and energy, but Jesus never asked us to deliver the goods. He only asked us to deliver the message. The rest of it is up to God. Being a seed planter. Sometimes that's the most important dust that we need to remove, is the dust of our own expectations. The dust of our own need to control the outcomes of every situation. The dust of our desire to succeed imprinted upon us by the culture and our upbringing. And the dust of our own grief, doubt, and discouragement, and insecurities, and even disillusionments. But the scriptures, we see that metaphor for dust very often. When people are mourning and grieving or discouraged by life, they literally set in the dust. They don sackcloth and ashes, and they throw dust upon their heads as they did in the Old Testament. They smear dust upon their clothing, and they mire their spirits in mud of their tears. But Jesus tells us if we want to be a part of God's mission, we need to shake off that dust. Shake off the doubt that binds you. Shake off the fear that paralyzes you. Shake off the hesitance that inhibits you, and just keep on dancing. Do the wet dog shake, and then just keep on trucking. Move forward with a smile on your face and a little lift in your step. Why? Why would we want to do that? Because that's what disciples do. More than that, that's what the apostles did and do. So we don't let our voices be stifled by mud throwing. We don't let our feet be mired in the muck of life. So whatever's keeping you back from expressing your true joy, your true self, your joy of the gospel, your love of people, and your zest to build relationships with all kinds of people, and your ability to love freely and authentically, and your encouragement is to keep on moving. And when things get tough, what is that old saying? When the going gets tough, the tough get moving. So kick off the dust, and whatever you carry with you will inhibit your spirit, and it will inhibit your ability to allow the light of God to shine through you. If you ever tried to look through a dusty, muddy window, you know, and if you take the garden hose and you just run the garden hose over that window, then things become clear out of that window. If you ever tried to do that, in order to see clearly, you got to remove the dust. Your dust is the perception of your own sin, your own failure, your own guilt, your own anger that you continue to carry with you. And your dust will inhibit others from seeing the beautiful person that God has made you. Did you know you're unique? There's not another one in this world like you. So kick off the dust, people of God, and let us all do the wet dog shake. For we have places to go and people to see, and our amazing God has given us a wonderful life to live with the promise of eternal life.